Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Gucci beats, Marciano luxury, Louis Vuitton and Tiffany's. Exposed.
Mike Q.
hold it. Hold it, hold it. Erika Kane Mizrahi presents Definition of a Diva for Hollywood. Cash categories include Female Figure Realness for 100, Femme Queen Perfect 10, 150, Open to All Runway for 250, Open to All Sex Siren, 250, Realness with a Twist, $250 plus a $5 pot, and Grand Prize. Female Figure Performance for $1,200 plus a $10 pot. That's the Definitions of a Diva for Hollywood, hosted by Erika Kane Mizrahi. The location, Hickory House, 2420 South 4th Street, Louisville, Kentucky. $25 before 1 a.m., $30 all night after. Doors open at 12 a.m., LSS at 1 a.m. Tables, $100 in advance. No liquor. $150 with liquor. At the door, $150 with no liquor. Your MCs for the evening are the icon Jack Mizrahi and legendary Kevin Prodigy. For more information and host hotel rates, please visit the event page on Facebook. May 11th. Or contact Erika Kane Mizrahi directly. Definitions of a Diva for Hollywood.
Father Brandon Lovin presents World Domination 2, The Revenge Edition. Saturday, May 18th in Atlanta, Georgia. Mini Grand, Big Girl's Face. For $500. This will be the first category of the evening. $500 for Butch Queen Realness. 5 trophies. Thugs versus Pretty Boy. Versus Schoolboy. Versus Executive. Versus Legend. One cash winner. Grand prize. $1,013 for Butch Queen Foot and Eyewear. 2013 Spring Summer Edition. That's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. Hosted by Elijah Ebony and Jay Blonick. The location, 431 Fair Street, Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia. Doors open at 5 p.m., LSS at 7:30. $30 all night. First cash category will be at 8 p.m. And again, that's Mini Grand Big Girl's Face. Tables, $100, fully stocked, and I mean fully stocked. First come, first serve. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, the Revenge Edition. For more information, contact Father Brandon Lovin on Facebook. Also, that next day, Sunday, May 19th, there will be a kickball and spades tournament. North Carolina versus South Carolina versus ATL versus Alabama versus Florida versus the DMV. No house affiliation, just state versus state. Free food and refreshments. The winners of the kickball game will receive a big trophy, and the spades winners will receive cash prizes. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, the Revenge Edition, Saturday, May 18th, and the kickball and spades tournament, Sunday, May 19th, in Atlanta, Georgia. And again, for more information, contact Brandon Lovin on Facebook or visit the event page for more detailed information. There's a new ballroom movement happening in Texas. Ballroom Faith Extraordinaire, Trey Garcon presents the Black Glamour Ball. During the legendary Dallas June 10th Pride Celebration, now known as Black Glamour Weekend. Saturday, June 15th, grand prize number one, female figure face, the unbelievable beauty, $1,000. Grand prize number two, open to all performance, all bets are on, $1,000. Grand prize number three, open to all sex sirens, the ultimate sex wager, five trophies, five cash, $500. Many grands include Butch Queen Face, in honor of the Butch Queen Face icon, Whitney Garcon, for $250. Butch Queen Pretty Boy, the real pretty boys, please stand up, for $250. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realness versus Executive Realness for $250, as well as Open to All Best Dressed Spectator for $250. Again, that's Saturday, June 15th, the second annual Black Glamour Ball presented by Trey Garcon. This ball takes place late Saturday night, early Sunday morning hours, immediately following the club event Saturday evening. Doors open at midnight. LSS starts at 1 a.m. First category called at 2 a.m. Located at the June 10th Black Glamour Weekend Host Hotel, the Park Inn by Radisson. Located at 1241 West Mockingbird Lane, Dallas, Texas. Room rates are only $79. Use code June 13th when booking to receive your discounted rate. Don't forget, the following night after the Black Glamour Ball, the icon, Shania Ebony, and up-and-coming Trey Garcon are heating Dallas up with the first ever Dallas Rumble Ball. This is one weekend you don't want to miss. Visit the official June 10th Black Glamour website for more information regarding the ball, ball categories, host hotel, and the weekend nightlife. www.blackglamweekend.com or junetenthpride.com or visit us on Facebook at Dallas Ball Scene. See you there.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Rodney Prodigy, Marco Herrera, and Marcus Estrada present Our Favorite Thing. Windy City Black Pride Weekend, Saturday, July 6th in Chicago, Illinois. Grand prize number one, $1,000, Butch Queen Doug Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000, open to all streetwear. Mini grand prize, $1,000, open to all tag team performance. Cash categories include Open to All Best Dress for $250, Open to All New School Legendary Realness for $250, male-figure face for $250. Butch Queen in drag versus Fem Queen realness for $250. Butch Queen European runway for $250. Butch Queen All-American runway for $250. Butch Queen sex siren for $250. And Butch Queen schoolboy realness for $250. That's our favorite thing, presented by Rotney Prodigy, Marco Herrera, and Marcus Escada. Admission, $20 before 9 p.m., $30 after. Doors open at 7 p.m., LSS at 9 p.m. sharp. This ball will start on time. Tables, $150 before June 6th, $200 after. Seats 10 with refreshments. And your choice of flavored Ciroc vodka bottle service. Commentators, Jack Mizrahi and Memphis Khan. For more information, contact Rodney, Marco, or Marcus. Or see the event page on Facebook at Our Favorite Thing.
These are a few of my favorite things.
I now give to you...
You can take all the pictures you want of me.
The controversial...
Was not here as a friend of yours. She's a friend of mine, darling.
Unstoppable.
She won't make money off of my name, darling.
Legendary.
And that's why all the true beauties didn't come.
Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
On boys and queens, we're live back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one radio station in ballroom history, where you can definitely get all information ballroom all the time, honey. We're definitely here to recap all the madness and all the drama that happened this weekend in VA and whatever other state that had a ball this weekend. We're definitely here to give you all the madness and give you all the drama, honey. First, before I bring on my co-host, I want to say congratulations to the House of Khan. I want to say congratulations to the House of Balenciaga, and I also want to say congratulations to the House of Tsunami for definitely splitting the $5,000 this weekend in Virginia. Without further ado, I'm going to bring on my distinguished cast members, honey. She needs no introduction. You know her motherfucking name. When she steps in the building, you know what it does.
You know you got a right to do whatever you like to. Don C, we got that right one in the club. Always the flyest, always got her hands the highest. She stopped drinking Diet Coke, she on that Coke diet. She bat her eyelids, that girl is so wired. I know she's so tired, but ooh, she on fire.
Hello.
Hello.
Miss Snow.
You already motherfucking know. What's the truth?
Nothing much, just chilling. We're gonna bring our sister on all the way from the motherfucking West Coast, honey. Y'all know who she is, honey. She don't need no introductions, honey. She's the bitch from the West that gives you all the motherfucking drama, tea, and motherfucking shade, honey.
What's going on?
Nothing much. How is everyone? Hi, Lexus.
Hey, sis. What's good?
It's a boom boom in the room. Yes, I did say they split the grand prize three ways. Yes, I did. That's what I did say, honey. But I have an opinion on that too. But you know, Rodney, where's Rodney at?
It's Monday. I know Ronnie, I spoke to him yesterday. He said he was off for work because we wasn't at the ball. You know, we got commentary from the ball, you know, and things of that nature, but we wasn't really there. All of you girls that got your hands up, I don't know if you want to talk or what it is, but y'all have your hands up for a long time. So while we wait for Father Rodney to come, let's see what some of these callers have to say. 215-678, July's on the air. 215-678, July's on the air. Okay, you're gone. Okay. Brian, July on the air.
Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. How you doing? Nothing. Just downtown reporting from the RuPaul Drag Race rap party, just out and about at Club XL. Just out and about. That's all.
I know that's right.
With my girlfriends and stuff down here at the Club XL.
I know that's right. Work it out to everybody down at Club XL.
If you don't get late, Skelly, if you don't lay a motherfucking wrong bitch on this goddamn phone with her late motherfucking ass, I ain't never seen a bitch as late as her. Let me tell you how bitches want to feel so fucking important. The bitch got the nerve to call all the way to Atlanta to ask my father, am I his child? Bitch, what kind of fuck shit is that? And girl, no, you will never be in the house of motherfucking Chanel, bitch. Are you stupid? Oh, fuck out of here, bitch. Put that bitch back on hold.
Oh, my God. What's so much animosity towards you? Oh, my God. Hold on. Our brother is on the air.
Everybody put your drinks in the air.
Put your drinks up.
Call them up.
Put your drinks up.
Call them up.
Put your drinks up.
Call them up.
Put your drinks
up. Let's go.
Put your drinks up.
Call them up.
Put your drinks up.
Call them up.
Put your drinks up. Put your fucking drinks
up.
Put
that bottle up in the sky till it looks like rain when it pours in her eye. My, you're so high. Drunk off the bubbly, you don't know why.
Rodney.
What's going on? What's going on, Kel? What's going on, Alexis? What's going on, Divine?
Baby, mistake, Miss Alexis. Yes.
I'm laughing first. Alexis, what the hell? You started going in early.
She's late. I don't like her. She know I don't like her. She's late.
Hold on. We got two more callers before we get into this recap. 202-696, you're live on the air.
I did not press one.
You did press one.
No, I did not. I texted you this. And I told you to ask Brian what's your Chanel. I was going to spark it for you.
Your number's in the queue, honey, okay?
You didn't need a lighter, I see. All right, you can put me back a hole. I'll be listening.
Okay. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. Okay, private caller, you're gone. Okay. Well, since Rodney was the only one at the ball, honey, Rodney, can you give us the recap of the unction?
Yes, I'm gonna do my best to open it up a little bit. I'm going to try not to be political. I'm going to try not to sugarcoat, but of course there's going to be a little spice in there. I'm going to start off with my score. My score of ball, I'm going to go with the 7.5. I'm going to go with the 7.5. And then my points were deducted based on they got the venue probably based on the attendance. They probably thought was going to be there. It was a little bit more crowded than what I anticipated. So, I mean, it was good for them, but for the participants, it was a little tight, and the tables were a little tight. So that's where I got the point from. And I should actually give them an extra point because it was an advantage for me because I had to work. Richmond's on like an hour, 40 minutes away from D.C., so I got off work, and I got to the venue, and the ball still haven't started yet. So a normal deduction would be coming from start time of the ball, but because I wanted to see the whole ball, I deducted a half a point because I was able to see the whole, you know, the ball that happened, you know, from the beginning. So that's where the half a point come from. Other than that, I have fun just seeing people I haven't seen in a while. Virginia bringing the life back, so I, you know, give Amp props for that, you know, trying to get Virginia back right where it needs to be. Shout out to the House of Revlon for winning House of the Year and the multiple of the years. Congratulations to my daughter, Sequoia, on being deemed legendary at the ball. Also, the other participants are acknowledged for status with Anthony Revlon and Sean Milan. So congrats to you guys as well. I'm going to jump right into the ball. The Abbey House categories, they were contested. That means people did walk them. They were walked. Three of the house categories were walked. Runway of the house, ruiners of the house, four. Performers of the house, best dress of the house, ruiners of the house, and runway of the house. Four of them. Four of the six, because no face of the house and no League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Big shout out to the House of Balenciaga for winning Runway of the House. It was nice. It was on point. Good job for Kai and the group for doing that together. Good job for the fill-ins, because I know they had some technical difficulties. But as true professionals, they came through at the end and definitely brought it. The House of Tsunami, congrats for, I mean, they were definitely in the building. So I definitely big up the House of Tsunami coming down. They walked a lot of categories. They walked the best dress. They walked the realness, stuff like that for the other house. A big shout out to Tremaine and Sin for putting the guys together. They won the best dress of the house, so they got their point for that. And they also competed for the rulers of the house, and they came out to the final battle with the Khans, and it was a tiebreaker, and the House of Khan won over them. Also, congrats to the House of Khan for winning rulers of the house. Now, I'm going to start with the performance as a house. It was more of a rumble style. I guess people are so caught up in the rumble style of voguing that everybody thinks that's a production, but performance as a house means that you're supposed to be synchronized from the beginning to the end, maybe like a couple of seconds doing the individual stuff, you know, so you put it out there so everybody can see the individual talents. But theirs was more of a rumble-style performance. They did a couple of moves together, but it was more of a rumble-style performance, and they were chopped for that. That was just the nails. And also for Runway of the House, they were chopped for Runway of the House as well. It was more dancing and stuff with that as more than the runway. But, you know, big shout out for TK. He definitely was in the building, definitely representing the House of Chanel. He won the Virginia's Finest category. He also was in the performance, the Runway of the House, and he also battled for the $1,000 for the runway. And for overall runway, his effect was definitely on point. What else I want to say? Talk about the status when we gave the acknowledgement of the trophies, the plaques. Anthony was without a plaque. I don't know how it happened or what was the reasoning for it or whatever the case may be, but he still was acknowledged for legendary. He just didn't receive the official plaque or whatever for the people that were in Virginia. So I guess that'll come up as well.
Bobby, can I ask a question?
Uh-huh.
Can somebody tell me how Derek was overlooked?
Niecy, unless some member from the council come on that does the voting and does the acknowledgments, or I don't know if the Chanels brought his name up to be voted on, or I don't know how what it was, because I don't do voting. I just get called up at the ball, you know, to help, you know, give out the plaques and stuff and show my support to the icons for making the decision that they made as a whole.
All right.
So maybe Harold or James or Tony might come on and give you further clarification on that. but I don't want to step on anyone's toes or assume anything of what the Allegiance does, where the Alliance, I'm sorry, the Alliance does when they come up with the people and come up with the voting process and stuff like that. So I'm going to touch on something that's not in my range. It was definitely New York was in the building, Atlanta, the Midwest, the Revlons was deep, the Milans. Big shout out to Eric. I definitely got to give Eric a big shout out. We were the partners in crime of the night. We definitely was analyzing every category and putting our spin on it on the sidelines. So we had definitely had fun with that. Father Eric Milan of New York. Good seeing James Icon was in the building. Bam. My legendary Realness Brothers, definitely there. Harold. We had a good time. Had a good time overall, just being fun. Good seeing Day Day and everybody. Nash from New York, my little buddy. The people definitely came out. They came out definitely from people hearing that the ball was postponed or the ball was canceled. The people definitely came from near and far to help Virginia throw a ball. And even though we didn't get finished with a lot of categories, it still seemed like it was a lot of categories that was there. So, big shout out to the Rhythms with a Twist, Cassio. Definitely did his thing. Definitely the Rhythms with a Twist was definitely a hot category. Vogue Film was definitely horrible. Even if they didn't finish it, I'm kind of glad they didn't, because it was dry as fuck. And that's just my honest opinion. It was very, very dry. For the people, for their tens, they did good. Ronnie, Ashanti, they definitely gave us a little bit of excitement for their tens and for LSS as well. But for the most part, the rest of them was kind of, Virgin Vogue type. Could have done without it. So that's my little recap. Then I came home after the ball. That was it. So anybody have any questions I can answer them that you might have heard, and I can fill you in on that. Might take
okay,
one.
Okay. Well, this is my question. I'm not a question, but I do congratulate the three houses that won, but. And it was my ball, honey. After reviewing everything and, and reading the fly-ins and things, honey, I spoke with Harold after the ball was over. I spoke with Ronnie and everything. But after reviewing the flyer and those three houses that won and got the 1,600 and whatever they got, the 1,600, I wouldn't have gave it to anybody.
Well, they had made an announcement that what did you see on the flyer? What did the flyer state that
you
saw?
Because it said the house with the most points. No house had the most points. They all had 1 point apiece. Nobody had the most.
Oh, okay.
So if it says the house with the most points, it's supposed to be the house with the most points. So if I can have to congratulate him for still giving them something, because he could have gave them $500 and sent them on their way. Because, a bitch like me, that's what I would have done. Okay, well, here's a little $500, for your times and your efforts and your troubles. But it actually said the house with the most points, and no one had the most points.
Well, I think from a perspective of Virginia just having a major ball, especially a wars ball within the last 2-3 years, that he didn't want to do that to leave a sour taste in the people's mouths.
I definitely got to congratulate him on that, honey. And I'm the Anthony and him because Mitch, they can shade at Miss Anthony mistake. Everybody else has their plaque mistake, and Miss Anthony get her plaque mistake. I can't just have mistake when that came through my phone. Like, they called the three people out for legendary, honey. Sequoia and Sean had their plaque, but Anthony was looking like, don't drop that gun to God. Honey, so, and then people would ask it like, okay, if they didn't give it to Anthony at the North Carolina Awards Bowl, what made a month and a half difference?
Kelly, please listen. Now, Kelly,
they didn't give out plaques back in our days. They're giving out plaques now. Go ahead.
Hold on. Maybe. He would side with Papa. He would finish with Jameson. He didn't care. Everyone in hell, Andre said no, not yet. And Jack said next year. So you voted yes. Hold on, wait. Hold on, let me clarify some tea. Y'all go ahead.
Okay. Hold on, we have a caller. 347-569, you're live on the air. Hello? Oh, they hung up. Maybe they'll call back Aaron, honey. Well, Alexis is clear on her tea. So if anybody else is out there, y'all got some tea and y'all want to talk about the tea that y'all are, you know, at the ball, honey, feel free to definitely call in and press 1, honey, and give us your, you know, y'all take on the function. Hold on. 347-596, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, Kelly, this is Brian again.
Oh, hey, Brian.
Hey, darling.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, how you doing, love?
I'm great.
You're doing fine of yourself. Do you have a rebuttal? You have a rebuttal for Miss Alexis?
Huh?
You have a for Miss Alexis now?
No, I don't even pay that any attention, child. Like I said, it was a joke. It was a joke or whatever. Kiki, a joke or whatever. I talk to Fred frequently. It was a joke and a Kiki about me being a Chanel. No more, no less. Anyway, like I said, hey, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, I know that's right, honey. Well, it's after 12 o'clock, so I definitely want to wish the icon, pioneer Michael Dupree, a happy birthday, and it's definitely his birthday. I definitely want to wish Greg, the commentator, Levin, a happy birthday. It's his birthday. And I also want to wish Trophy Allure a happy birthday because it's also his birthday, too. And to you other girls that's on my list, I don't know, y'all not ballroom girls, but I don't know y'all, but I want to wish y'all a happy birthday also. So, yes. Well, I don't know, honey, guys. So, no, it is what it is, honey. I'm trying to figure out. Hold on. Brian, I'm going to pick you back on hold. If you got something else you want to say, just feel free to press 1 at any time and come back on the line, okay, love?
All right.
Okay. The next caller we have is 315-325. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Yes, I wanted to know if... are you going to Geneva's funeral?
Excuse me?
Are you going to Geneva's funeral?
What type of question is that come and ask me on the radio station?
Are you going to Geneva's funeral? That's just a simple question.
And who would you be asking me a question like that?
Are you castrated?
Is your mother castrated?
Yes.
Oh. Well, then go suck up on her. Try to get her hard. Maybe you'll get locked, George, since she castrated.
How much do you charge for your dates?
I don't do dates, you nasty, crabby queen.
Well, I heard you did. I heard from a legendary transgender that you do dates.
I don't do dates, baby. That's beneath me. I ain't never been a queen to sell my body, honey. You got the wrong queen. So what you want me to yell and get crazy and read you and all that?
Well, I don't. I'm just asking you a question, honey.
I know you girls are really gagging right now because this late rock is on the phone and I'm being very professional about it and I'm not raising my voice and reading and yelling and all types of shit. Nobody got time for that anymore, Mr. Y'all not going to make...
I was just want you to answer the questions.
Well, I don't need to. I don't answer to anyone unless you're putting money in my fucking purse. And if you're not putting money in my purse, I don't have to answer any motherfucking questions. Whatever Kelly decides to do on Saturday is what Kelly decides to do on Saturday.
So you do dates?
No, I don't do dates.
Well, you're in New York City, so I know you do.
Bitch. Oh. So just because I'm in New York City, I do dates. Listen, you can look me up. You can look me up on.
What do you have a job?
You can look me up on Backpages. You can look me up on Eros, baby. You will never find an ad with my name.
What job do you have?
Don't worry about what type of job that I have, bitch, okay? Just know I'm very motherfucking paid.
That's how you able to go from Miami to Houston to D.C. and all of them other places.
No, actually, I'm actually able to go to those places because people sponsor me to go to those places because they want me in those places. Okay.
Well, I know that. But
are you bored right? Are you bored right now that your ass is not pumping right now? So you want to call in here?
Well, wait a minute.
Yeah, they sound fresh.
Hold on. I love your show. And I love you. I love seeing your videos, but come on.
Okay. Well, if you love seeing my videos, then you should pay for me to come to a state near you.
I'm in New York, but I'm a little further away than New York City, though. So I'm in upstate New York.
Oh, you're in upstate New York.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna place you back on hold, and when your naughty ass got some more stuff to say, then we'll bring you back, okay?
Yeah, all right. That's cool. Okay.
Okay, we're gonna place the knot on hold, honey, and then we're gonna go to our other callers we have, and then when the knot feels that she got something to say, she'll press one to come back on, honey, okay? Private caller, you're live on the air. Okay, private caller, you're gone. The next private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello, Kelly?
Yes.
Somebody going to post something up there. You don't know me, but that chicken looking a little burnt.
You said what?
Did you clean your stove before you fed them that food?
No, on my face.
Y'all girls ain't got nothing. Y'all girls ain't got nothing else better to do with y'all motherfucking self. We're gonna hang up on you, honey, and you can call back in. But you girls are so fucking miserable. Y'all have nothing else better to do with y'all motherfucking self to say. It's like, it's really crazy to say. I'm so big for this apartment. Then I clean my stove to say, y'all got nothing else to read about me saying, bitch. Like, girls, like, get a life to say, I'm comfortable in my apartment and, you know, in my home that I established for myself and everything I have done in my apartment. A lot of you bitches ain't got a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out, mistake. Y'all living from hotel room. Whoever's thinking, y'all need to stop talking. Okay? A lot of you motherfucking bitches ain't got a pot to piss in or a window to fucking throw it out. Y'all living from hotel room to hotel room, and y'all sleeping on the next bitch motherfucking floor, mistake. And ain't nobody got time for that. Okay? Hello, Rodney?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes. Alexis, were you ready to talk? Alexis, hit me up on Facebook because your background is extremely loud and it's really trucking my pussy. Okay. The next caller we have is 804-647. You're live on the air. 804-647, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly, hey, Rodney, hey, Alexis, and everybody else on the show. This is Butch, the guy that helped Am with the ball. I just wanted
What's
to say
on,
to thank you for the 7.5. to everybody else that came and supported the ball, thanks a lot. It was no problems, no major issues, no fights, no arguments, other than, you know, people that can't handle their alcohol and drugs. But it was a pretty good function. Thanks to everybody that came out from here, far and near. Big up to the House of Tsunami and Japan. They were most definitely there. And, yeah, just thanks so much for the support.
Okay, Butch, can I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Why did they promote that the doors was going to open up at 11 and the ball was going to start at 12, but y'all didn't start until 3:30 in the morning?
That was just bad planning. Like, we just was behind schedule. It was a lot going on, a lot of stuff to put us behind. They have a rope, like the ballet dancing classes or whatever at that same venue. It ran a little bit later, so the lady was like, hey, y'all can come in at 11:30. Security didn't get there to clear the building, all this and that, so it was like a big major issue. And plus, every ball runs late, so, hey, the girls were calling saying, hey, I won't be there to 1, I won't be there to 2. So it was like, hey, it's y'all. It's up to y'all when y'all get here, as long as this $5,000 get paid out and as many cash categories as we can get paid. That's all that matters to us.
Alexis, Rodney, Devon, any questions?
No, I was there. I was okay.
But I want to say congratulations to y'all for having a successful event, you know. Even though y'all didn't get to the second, half and the girls is very upset, honey. But, you know, congratulations.
Yeah. And we do know the girls are upset, but we got through as many cash categories as we can. Unfortunately, Female Figure Performance and Vogue Film were two of the categories that we didn't get to, but I think everyone was more so on Amp's neck about that $5,000, so that's what Amp focused on paying the girls was $5,000.
Well, shit, the people that I spoke to, they said the first half felt like it was a whole fucking ball. It was really no need to get to the second half.
Like, what you saying that the second half, I'm sitting here like, wow, wait a minute. It didn't ever make it to the second half. I mean, I honestly think it was just one big ball. I don't remember them saying this is the second half or the first half. So, but we tried to get through as much as we could. We didn't hold it up because we didn't want to pay the girls. And I am a huge fan of Female Figure Performance, so I was upset myself that we didn't get to that category. But, thanks to everybody that came, Rodney. About the space, too. The girls, it was a whole nother dressing room that people didn't even know we had upstairs. They thought it was VIP or just off limits. And we sorry that we didn't inform people that they could use that dressing room. And some people even said they were misinformed. So if that was the case, we're sorry about that. And it was a larger, way larger turnout than what we expected.
Right. That's what I said. But The dance studios was the changing room. Definitely a lot of changing rooms for the people downstairs. So they was okay with that. So when I walked around the venue and stuff, everybody was downstairs in the different rooms and stuff, changing clothes and stuff. So they was okay with it.
So yeah, but thanks a lot, y'all, and everybody have a good night.
You do the same.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Okay, Alexis, know you're back.
Bitch, stop muting me.
You say your background was extremely too loud.
That wasn't my background, bitch. I was on you.
It was your background, Alexis.
Bitch, I was on you. How the fuck was that my background?
Alexis, you want me to tell you who was talking in your background, Alexis? Okay, Alexis, you was in the background. TJ and Varna was having a conversation, and we heard the conversation. That's why I put you on mute when I was reading the child.
Girl, when you had asked about that wasn't my background, bitch.
Okay, baby, don't you watch, okay, baby. But it wasn't anything else that happened because everybody seems like they just, like, so blah about the ball and everything. This thing, I'm really, like, gagging at the girls this thing. Like, you know, maybe we're not going to, you know, the girls want to come on and they want to read and they want me to get loud and crazy. I mean, I'm not doing that anymore for you girls, this thing. I mean, I'm just gagging at the girls this thing. I mean, they want thing, it's another thing, this thing, honey, okay, bitch. Like girls, I think those girls is just mad this thing, honey, because they ain't get no jambalaya yesterday. That's what it is, this thing. So they have to have something to talk about.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so you talking about you stole from the video.
Yeah, they talk about my stove from the video. They say, like, girl, bitch, say, girl, when you cook it, bitch, your stove get dirty, they say, and after you finish cooking, you clean your stove. They say, like, girls, like, damn, they say, y'all sitting here, y'all critiquing and looking at every little thing in the motherfucking video and all types of shit, they say, with these bitches living out of hotel rooms, they say, and sleeping on somebody's motherfucking couch, they say. And they used to go down to motherfucking Popeyes and McDonald's and getting a meal. And say they're not used to home cooked meals. Hold on, we have a caller.
Nicole, you're live on the air.
Hey, everyone. Just calling in to say hi. And by the way,
Nicole.
Hi, Jaden.
Hi,
Jaden.
Hi,
Divine. Hi, Rodney. Kelly.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
People know mine, honey. You have a very nice place. It was very clean. Tatum know mine. And by the way, I love that rug in your living room.
What? Wait, hold on, Nicole, because I had to switch over because somebody was texting me. What'd you say, love?
Say it again, Dean.
I didn't hear what you said. I had to switch over to somebody on the line.
Really. I said basically, Tatum faggots, it's no mind because you have a very nice place. It's nice and clean. And by the way, I love the rug in the living room.
Oh, thank you. I love it too. You know, I went into the store and she was hanging on the wall at the store, honey. And so, you know, I went into the store to go pick up something else and I seen her. So, you know, I picked her up, honey. I had to have her for my floor, honey. And everybody loves the way she feels underneath she feet.
Yes.
Honey.
And all right for the front loader.
Yes.
Okay. So pay in fact, no mind.
And I want some. Yes, I'm not. Okay, baby. Well, when you are, so this person that's hitting me up on Facebook, well, I don't know who you are because you don't have well, yes, you do. But when you come to New York, I'll cook you some. Honey. But Nicole, I want to thank you for definitely calling in.
All right, Kelly. Bye, everybody.
Okay.
Bye,
Rodney.
Bye, Divine.
Oh, Harold is down in D.C., and he is frying him some motherfucking fish. Work, Harold, for frying that fish. Honey. Sorry. Alexis, somebody want to hit me up. Somebody hit me up, Alexis, and they said, why are you so pressed that the boy didn't get his status?
Oh, maybe it did.
My house number?
Yes.
Kelly is neither here nor there.
There we go.
She said she's done with it, honey, okay? So leave her alone, honey.
Quiet, honey.
Baby. They said Brian is going to be the new godmother of New York City for Chanel, honey.
This please, not on her good day.
Girl, it's staying. I can see y'all two working together.
Oh, please.
You don't see it for him?
I don't want to read anything.
Kelly, tell us how safe you can go, please.
I did. So, I'm gagging, honey. Y'all just sitting here and everybody is just quiet. Like, what the fuck?
My God.
I'm
gagging myself.
I just can't believe.
What is it that you can't believe, sister?
I just can't believe that person called in and was just playing that, all that.
They got nothing else better to do, honey. That's what they want to do. They want to call in here and they want to read.
I was dragging because somebody just did the same shit on my Facebook, like, oh, I don't know you, but something, something, something. I'm like, girl, well, if you don't know me, you seem a little bored commenting on somebody's page. You don't know. Get up off my shit before I block you. Straight up. Like, why are you commenting on my shit if you don't know me? If you don't know me, get the fuck off my shit.
Baby, these girls are just so late. They're not just gagging at the girls, honey. Like, you girls, like, why? I don't understand, honey. Bitch, get a life, honey. Maybe. Honey.
That's so boring. Like, what are you doing with yourself to where you just want to nitpick with somebody you don't know? Like, girl, what do you want? Like, it's like a badass kid. Like, go away.
Rodney is not in the chat room, I don't think, honey.
Nah.
Nobody
got a question for me?
No, somebody asked, where's Rodney at? The queen, she asked, where was you at, honey, in the chat room? Say, why y'all worried about my, I always cut up my t-shirts like this, girls,
So y'all don't need to get into my T-shirts and this thing like, girl, I just gag at you girls. This thing, y'all just want something. Y'all just want something to say about my place. Okay? Baby, okay? My coffee pot on my counter, yes, it was cute, this thing, honey. I got her from Target. Honey, my blender, I got my blender, I got her from Target. My microwave, I got her from Target. My dishes was from Target, this thing, honey. My washing machine was from the store. My washer and dryer was from the store, 125th Street, this thing. My rug in the living room from the store in the Bronx. My TV, my Apple computer is from the Apple store in Connecticut. My TV is from the store in the Bronx, Miss Thing. My wall unit thing piece is from the store. My couch is from Manhattan, Miss Thing. What else do y'all want to know?
Did anybody see Love and Hip Hop? I ain't seen that yet today. Did anybody see that? Because I want to know that Mama D gonna ask me.
I seen Love and Hip Hop.
They didn't fight.
No, they didn't fight. I seen Love and Hip Hop. I loved it. Just saying, I want to give a big shout out to my girl, Miss Jinx Monsoon, for winning RuPaul Drag's Race tonight, buddy. She definitely did turn it out, honey.
Jinx
big
won?
Shout out to Jinx.
Oh, my God. Really? I thought the little chubby Mexican boy was going to win, the one that the Mexican girl, honey, that wears the blonde hair all the time. She was so pretty to me.
We gotta get to some callers in this thing, because these girls and this motherfucking thing, Miss Thing, and this chat room, Miss Thing, they too much, honey. My fish that's over my dryer was a housewarming gift from my son. That's why it's over my dryer. Okay? 404-698, you're live on the air.
I know what I want you to do is to go to GameStop and get my PS3 for my birthday this weekend.
That's my nephew. Hi, country.
What's going on?
Nothing much. Just sitting here chilling.
Okay. So I should be getting my FedEx confirmation number when?
Baby, you know, I have to get out there. You know, I have to get
You got four days, Miss Thing.
I feel like I'm talking to your mother right now. You realize that?
Yes, God.
Honey, baby, no, I haven't been on my Adam page in a long time to the girl in the chat room. But yes, I do have Adam for Adam, honey, and I have not been on she in a long time. Baby, they say these girls is sitting here. They say I guess they sitting here and they going through this video piece by piece in this video. They say now they sitting here talking about my cereal or talking about refrigerator and everything. What's in your motherfucking house, bitch?
I know I'm my shit, bitch.
girl, Miss Safe Girl, you should have one. You should do like I used to do back in the day when Tom used to have his radio show. You should do like I do back in the day. You should write everything down that you want the girl to read, Miss Safe, and then call one of your cunt girlfriends, Miss Safe, and have your cunt girlfriend talk, Miss Safe, because your motherfucking voice is so motherfucking low, we can't barely hear you, bitch. You ugly motherfucking brick, you. Okay, Mistake. You sitting here trying to read, Mistake, bitch. You sound like you got six dicks in your mouth, bitch. Take the motherfucking two motherfucking bananas out your mouth, bitch, and maybe you can talk, faggot. You sound horrible, bitch. However I got what the fuck I got in my motherfucking apartment, this is motherfucking mine, bitch.
The girl is mad, Miss A. The girl.
I made her stuff out of her element. She's yelling.
Miss A, girl, bitch, you sound horrible, Miss A, girl. You sound so late, Miss A. Girl, ain't nobody even laughing with you, Miss A, girl. They laughing at you, Miss A, because you sound so stupid, girl. Are you gone? I guess she's gone, honey. We just want to ask 757-215, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Hi, Miss Kelly?
Yes, this is.
Hi, everybody in the room. I'm calling because I'm just a housewife in Virginia, and I came across the ballroom throwback videos. I've been watching them for the past month. I just want to thank you guys for doing what you're doing. And even though you go through stumbles, just keep what you're doing up, because it helps other people out there that's just starting or, you know, trying to feel what the ballroom scene is going through. And, you know, it's helping.
Sure.
Even though it's a lot of fights and things like that, and things just don't turn out right, just keep what you guys are doing. It's entertaining. And I can't wait into the television. I have just a couple of questions, because I was thinking that, you know, it seemed like everybody would come together and work a little better. And with me, I'm not in the ballroom scene at all. I would love to be there, but I wouldn't fall in any category. I would hope so. I would think I can vote worth nothing. But, like, when a category takes so long to get started, and people say, well, 80 people was trying to do a thing. Isn't it something that can come about like online where people can register before they come to the ballroom? You'll know how many people that's going to be there and know how many people is going to walk in the category.
Rodney, because Rodney's a part of the council. I'm not
part of no council.
Oh, you're not a part of the council, Rodney? I thought you was in there.
No, but that's not a council question. That's just something in general as far as promotion purposes. She means, like, if just they have voted for $1,000 at the ball, they call ahead and register and, you know, put your name on the list so they'll know how many participants they're going to have for the category.
Yes.
I think that's what you're saying, correct?
Yes, and to make sure that they be there, make sure, you know, a little, like, a $5 fee or something just to make sure that they're going to show up, anything. You know, it just seems like it takes up a lot of y'all time to be there, and you have a lot of, you know, you go through the teams and the chops, and then it's so long, it seems like it would, you know, it could be another way to where you know how many people are going to walk in each category, at least a general amount, you know.
Well, I mean, that is something to think about for certain categories, for certain times. We have done that before, like, in North Carolina, they had to pre-register to know how many teams they were here. And if they wasn't there by a certain amount of time, they couldn't walk and stuff like that. So it has happened. Sometimes it works out. Sometimes it doesn't. And then you don't want to deal with the people who might, at the last minute, decide they want to come and whip the balls. As, you know, they got to pay a certain amount of money to get in. So you don't want to turn away someone who didn't get a chance to register, because that's more people that's paying to get into the venue.
Okay. And let me just ask you this. Is it like regular? Can anybody come to the balls, or you have to be at
anybody?
A house?
Anybody.
Okay.
We have a lot of spectators and a lot of people just come to watch the entertainment. Some people just come to support their friends, their family, their sister, their brother. Anyone is allowed here, straight, gay, whatever they are. As long as they can get in the building, you know, pay the money to get in, they can come.
Perfect. Thank you all so much. And Ms. Kelly, I love you. And keep doing what you're doing. Don't let just let the haters hate, baby. I love you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Marcus, you're live on the air.
Yes, I thought that's a good idea that she brought up, you know. I thought it was a great idea. I just wanted to tell her that.
So you should try to implement that at your ball.
We've implemented it at the D-Up Ball. We're doing for female figure performance for the $1,000. You have to create a YouTube video, and we're going to score the YouTube videos online, and we're going to pick the battles when you get there. So, you know, we are doing that this year at D-Up. Have you read the flyer?
No, I don't read flyers.
Right, that's the problem.
Kelly, we're going to get it to you right now. You said you don't read flyers, right?
Yes.
You don't read flyers. But, I mean, if someone wants to come to their bar to judge, shouldn't you be aware of what the category is calling for?
If someone wants me to, because I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to read a flyer because I don't walk balls this thing. And like I tell my children, don't ask me what your category is calling for because I don't walk that category. If someone wants me to come to their ball and attend their ball and want me to judge their ball, at that time, I'm going to be sitting on the judges panel. I'm going to make sure that I have a flyer in front of me. And before the category is called, I'm going to read over the description of the category and I'm going to regret the decision at that time. If they should get tense or not.
But Kelly, what if it's something that's really intensive? Like, let's say if they had to recreate a movie or something. Don't you think the judges should have watched the movie before they start scoring somebody?
I watch movies all the time. I watch all the
But you can't remember every movie.
I watch all the latest movies. I watch all the old movies, and you know, and I'll render my decision at that time, honey. Okay, it's not really like ballroom is. It's as particular as it was back in the days when you had to read a flyer and know what it was given. Nowadays, it's given very, you know, it's just, you know, anything. It's just not really nothing that's worth, you know. It's not worth the good time.
But like you and her had a discussion, if you push no, I'm not attending the ball, then how someone know to invite you to judge if you already push no, you're not coming to the function. So I'm not asking you to judge if you're not coming to my ball.
I say no to everything, to every event page that comes up. Even if somebody has booked me to come to their ball, I decline going to the ball, Miss Day. I do not need everybody following me at every given time, Miss Day. Even though I have ADT in this little small apartment, and my cameras all through this little small apartment for this big fat bitch, Miss Day, I want to know if the girls don't try to rob me or whatever, Miss Day. But even though the house is secure, I don't want people knowing when I'm going out of town and how long I'm going to be out of town for and all types of things. That's like me going to L.A. for the Legends Ball, Miss Day, and leaving on Thursday or Friday, Miss Day. The girls know, okay, well, she can fly for 5 hours, Miss Day, all the way over there. They're going to come try to rob me, Miss Day. They're trying to get my rug or my washer and dryer or those jeans that's hanging on the radiator. So that's why I'll just deny it. But you know, but I love her, you know. And I get so many requests for events and everything. It's crazy, honey. Hold on, y'all, we got another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello, Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Kelly.
Don't
listen to them facts. That washing and dryer is over, girl. I was gonna rob you last night.
Well, come on, Miss. Come on, honey. It took four Mexicans to take and bring it up here, Miss A. So I hope you're coming with four bad motherfucking bitches that's going to help you take it down.
But don't listen to them, girl. You got it going on.
Okay.
Good night.
Thank you. Baby, these private callers, this day, girl. You see, these girls. This is why I tell Caesar this day, girl. Y'all wonder why I'm such a bitch in this thing, girl. This is why I'm such a bitch, Miss Day. Because when I try to do nice, and when I try to bring the outside into, you know, my real life, Miss Day, honey. You know, the girls, like, you know,
want to read and all types of things. And y'all wonder why I'm just the bitch that I am, Miss Day Girl, honey. Okay? And I'm down. Honey. So, Marcus, did you go to the ball this weekend, Marcus? Hello?
I'm sorry, Mark? Kelly. You were aware, Kelly. Why would you ask that question? We were on the phone all night on Saturday.
I forgot.
You forgot that quick?
It slipped my mind.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we were on the phone all night for very cold hour tease.
Oh, yeah. Me and Marcus definitely was on the phone until the ball was over.
Okay, honey.
Just freeze and bloat our pictures where they do not do that at.
Some people should have their fucking Facebook. I'm tired of this trying to decipher.
Some bitches shouldn't have internet to make up these fucking fake fucking screen names. Oh my god, I'm so glad I ain't really go in with that video, because you bitches are so fucking late.
Programming for this breaking news report.
It has just come to my attention that the House of Allure would no longer be a part of the ballroom scene. I just want to see. But
that's
all the is it?
Yeah, girl. Well, it's not, well, it hasn't been publicized, but me and Marcus talked about it the other night on the phone. But you can publicly tell the girl. Yeah, well, you can publicly tell the girl.
Well, I know it didn't get away to the House of Allure. To the House of Allure and all the competition that they brought to the floor. I don't know what's going on. I just ran across a letter that came across my desk. I didn't get to read it in its entirety. But I see Apple just wants to wish the House of Allure farewell, and he was closing the house down. So if anybody in the House of Allure want to call in and comment or let us know what's going on, we'll be greatly appreciated. Enrique, where are you?
Yeah, honey, Al has decided to close the House of Allure down, honey. He feels that none of the other leaders are adequate enough to keep the memory of the House of Allure open, so he's just going to close it down. And that's why Berlin and all the girls have been going their separate ways. They wasn't just leaving the House of Allure. They already knew this was coming.
It's funny because this morning, Kelly, we was in the ballroom news, and they started talking about it. You know, the post is gone, as a matter of fact. Oh, no, here it is.
They closed the House of Allure. Oh, my God, I got to call my sister.
Yeah, they were talking about it in ballroom news this morning, but they didn't never get into detail of what happened.
Well, my source told me that essentially they will still be the same group of people. They might, it's just some changes happening.
Different names.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. I thought they was going to do like a Lavin, Evisu type of thing.
No, they probably won't merge with nobody. No shade.
But yeah, that's what I was saying.
Those are some shady people. They are definitely the, you can't sit with us, the mean girls.
Yeah.
They have been consistent. It's no shade, but
that's a,
you can't sit.
Oh,
up.
My God. Oh, goodness.
Oh, shit. They say the cut is this, Miss Thang. Oh, shit. The selection group. It's selected. The girl said, now since they closed the stage, you can ask some more. Along to the Chanel for all those bricks you already got.
Huh?
Wait. They said some of the collectors seek expansion of some of the New York along and add them to the bricks you already carry in Chanel.
Oh.
That's probably one of those late queens who probably wanted to come in also to join the brick foundation.
Y'all girl is a key thing, okay? I can't with y'all, honey. But I feel bad, honey, that the House of Lords gone, honey. But, you know, everything happens
maybe
for
they're
a
not.
Reason.
Maybe they're working it out, Kelly. Maybe they're trying to figure it out.
No, this announcement has been 2 weeks in the making.
Yeah, no shade. I heard about it 2 weeks ago as well, but I just didn't know if it was going to be really, if that was just rumor or truth. And I guess it's truth. Oh, my God. Clutches the pearls. What are we going to do? Oh, no.
I bet your overall parents calling all the Allures now trying to snatch them up.
I know that's right. It's some that's worth giving a call, and there's some that just, honey, they should just go ahead and die off with the rest of the thing.
No shade. Y'all knew the Allures were a fab house. Most people would take 90% of them.
It was some fab Allures, honey. The ones of the veterans were the ones, I feel like. You know, like, it was a lot of the little, I can say at least 70% of that house was actually some good shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, they didn't have a lot of, Louis didn't have a lot of members, but they didn't have a lot of bullshit either. But they have a few bullshit stuff that I definitely know of. I happen to comment on it because it's very controversial for myself.
To Miss Lake in the chat room, my apartment smells like your grandmother's nuts.
Who?
Who is this nigga?
So, well, Kelly, have you watched Drag Race yet?
Yes, I watched Drag Race. I already said congratulations to Jinx Monsoon.
Watch out. I'm boycotting.
Why are you boycotting Marcus? Why you don't like the fact that
Because RuPaul keeps she keeps picking like these Kikis who don't take pageantry, you know, drag serious, you know, seriously. It's a Kiki to them. They character.
Yeah, she needs a boycott her jig.
Oh, well, hold on. Let me put you on hold, Carter, because you're talking nasty, honey. We don't want to hear your nasty. Why do you think the girls are Kiki?
Because she picked Jinx. Like, she didn't pick the refined one or the one that could, you know, be the most versatile out there as a model. I think she picked the Kiki.
Did you see the new motherfucking picture they put up of Jinx with the pattern level picture and the blonde motherfucking hair mistake? She gives you one of those girls in this picture that they got.
90%.
I think the little chubby Latino guy should have won. The one that was chubby in the beginning.
I love Roxy Andrews down. And I did want Roxy to win. But after sitting here all weekend long and reviewing the whole season in its entirety, Roxy Andrew Gage, she came off as such a bitch towards Jinx and, you know, and made Jinx feel like her drag was less than her drag because she was a pageant girl.
But her
girl.
Drag is less. That's how it is. Like, it's like, how do they say it? In, like, the pageant world, if you're not a pageant type of girl and you don't win pageants, they don't respect
you.
You
can't sit with her.
You can't sit with them. Just like how the ballroom girls are, if you're not a femme queen face girl, you know how the femme queen face girls may look at the performance girls a little differently. Like, okay, or the realness girls may sit, well, girl, that's cute for you, but you're not real. You couldn't walk the street like that. I can walk the street like that. I mean, that's how they are. And I think RuPaul has consistently picked Kiki's. She hasn't, I mean, maybe something like she sees, like.
It's so far up
here
right now. Marcus.
Yeah.
A message just came over on Facebook. They said to please tell Marcus that he needs to boycott his jack.
I need to boycott my jack.
Your jack.
I don't belong to that shit.
Oh,
I probably didn't respond to one of their messages. I'm sorry.
Oh, shit. Honey.
Tell them open up their private pictures. Maybe that's a sure way to at least get a response.
I see it for Jinx, though. I really do.
She gonna be a Kiki. Ain't nobody gonna tip her. When she goes to the club and perform, what is she gonna do?
Well, they was all here last night, the top five was here last night at Escalita's. But I see it for her, Miss Day. I'm glad it wasn't one of those clean cut pageant girls that won.
I don't see it. I think they should put her in a wheelbarrow and roll her downhill into a gasoline puddle.
They had a clean cut pageant girl. She won 2 years ago, Tyra.
She wasn't a real pageant girl. Tyra ain't never won a pageant.
Oh, well, she's in the pageant scene.
They all in the pageant scene. They just not, you know. She really wasn't no pat. She wasn't like that Alyssa Edwards girl. She won like a really big pageant, and then Coco Montreal. Those are they all like pageant people. Those are the people that pageantry. Those would be like the legends per se of pageantry. So she letting all these new bitches sit the legends. Work out, RuPaul.
They said Marcus, why do you think RuPaul Drag Race is a pageant? It's not a pageant.
Hold on. Well, it's not really a pageant, but it's really a Kiki. But when they go out and perform, they're doing lip sync. So why does she keep picking these people that can do all these comedic things? When you go up there and you're lip syncing and doing your talent, you're not getting up there and telling jokes. Like if you go to a pageant, 90% of the talents are lip syncs. You rarely see somebody get up there and sing a live song. And if they do, they usually lose.
Thank you.
Devon, you do you get into that? You into the, like the lip sync thing, right?
Yes.
You agree or disagree?
I'm sorry.
Oh, you weren't listening, girl. So if you went to a pageant, how many people who do live entertainment, like either telling jokes or sing, how often do they win talent or win the pageant?
It depends on what they do, but not as often as they should, I would think.
But usually it's somebody that lip syncs, right? You like?
Yeah.
And dance.
Yes.
For the most part.
Yes, it's usually like the dance and put a whole lot of ooh, ooh, ooh on the stage.
Right. But, I mean, I look like they picked a Kiki last year. She picked a Kiki this year. I think she should pick a glamour girl. And, you know, those reality shows are so finicky. They already know who going into it, who they want to win anyway.
Oh, what's that? What y'all sitting behind these screen names in this chat room and say, won't y'all pick up the phone and call in here and shut him up?
Oh, right.
Baby, that's what y'all need to do. But say, y'all want to sit here and tell me to shut him up. Won't y'all call in here and shut him up? Let's see how full y'all
get. Kelly, I guess that's the bitches in Russia that we was talking about earlier today. They can't call international.
Oh, shit.
Jade.
Girl, y'all worried about me controlling my show, honey. Y'all control yourself. Hold on. Father caller, you're live on the air.
Marcus sound like his booty stink.
Your mama booty stink, bitch.
You stinky booty bitch.
That's fine. You'll never get into it, you ugly drag.
You sound like you got shit smudged in your booty and in your panties. You stink,
you won't
bitch.
Fuck me ever, you ugly bitch.
Bitch, I want you to douche with a Pepsi, you stink ass bitch.
That's fine, you ugly bitch. Bring me $30 July 6th.
Your booty smell like Alexis breath.
Oh, my God.
That's fine. Where you from, sweetie?
Bitch, I'm not from the backwoods country like you.
Sure. Right, you probably from Alabama.
I'm a glamour girl. I'm a glamour girl. Damn it.
Oh, okay.
But you clean that booty hole, though.
I will.
It wasn't me, I promise. Come on. Okay, thank you, Father Caller, for calling in.
No, it's just
the next call is 252-265. You're live on the air.
Just listening.
I want to wish Laura Spears a happy birthday. It's her birthday. Happy birthday, Laura Spears.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, honey, it's Miss Spears'
Rodney,
birthday.
Rodney, was that you playing in the fake voice?
Yeah, just my ass, Marvin.
I'm just playing. Child, calm down.
And it don't smell like Pepsi.
Mm-mm.
Bitch, you ain't never smelled in my ass.
No.
She wanted to fab girls. She was talking about the damn show. You was just talking about. Because Kelly, the name you said, all thing I heard to do with everything I was looking at on Facebook, everybody was saying somebody named Roxy and somebody named something.
Jinx.
But no, that.
In Alaska.
Yeah,
I only thought Alaska was going to win, actually.
Alaska and Roxy were the two names that I saw on Facebook. I had never seen the show, but those are the two names I saw everybody talking about today. And then y'all said somebody else won.
Yeah.
Roxy was like the pageant glamour girl. She was like the, she kind of reminds you of Mariah a little bit. And then Alaska was the one that was kind of in the middle. She wasn't really a pretty girl, but she could like dress up and she could be funny too. And then the Jinx girl, she was just the one total far left, like the one you would never expect to win.
Mm-hmm. But I'm glad she won, baby. I see it for her. And I think she has a lot to offer.
Like what, Kelly?
I think that she could be a role model for people that, you know, that's not confident about themselves or they look.
They had her last year. That's the girl who won last year from Pittsburgh. What's her name? Sharon Needles.
Sharon Needles.
Right. You picked a different girl last year.
Okay, well, maybe next year it'll be another pageant girl.
Teen pageant girls.
Hold on, we have a caller. 757-549. You're live on the air.
Hello, Kelly. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
I'm calling to see, did Corey get his items replaced? His phone and his Beats headphone set?
Keller?
I don't understand what Dr. the child said.
She said, did Corey get all his items replaced that was robbed, that he was taken away from him?
No, he didn't.
Why, are you looking to purchase him some? Honey, these girls are just a mess, honey. I just don't understand these girls. Hey, girl, honey, girl. Ain't nobody can share.
What?
What?
Well, Kelly, since they're not calling in about the ball, what ball are you looking forward to the most?
What?
Since they're not calling in to talk about the ball, what ball are you looking forward to the most?
Oh, hold on. Let me look on my switchboard. I'm looking forward to Erica Kay, Ms. Rahi's ball that's happening this Saturday at Louisville, Kentucky. I'm looking forward to Brandon Lovin's ball that's happening next weekend on May 18th in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm looking forward to Trey Garçon's ball that's happening June 15th in Dallas, Texas. And I'm looking forward to Rodney and Marcus ball that's happening July 6th in Chicago.
That sounds very political, but okay.
Kelly, are these the balls that you have confirmed your booking fee for?
These are the balls that have confirmed advertisement on the radio show, in the chat room, and on my three Facebook pages.
So it's not confirmed that you're going to be there, but you're just looking forward to it.
I'm just looking forward to it. Oh,
okay.
Well, I could definitely tell you that I will definitely not be in Louisville, Kentucky this weekend.
Kelly.
But
as your booking agent, I suggest you not say that.
Why are you not going to your house number ball?
Oh, because my coins wasn't in their budget.
Kelly, let me ask you a question. Where did this shit come from about the girls have to be booked for? And I'm not just talking about you. I'm just saying people, period. Where did this shit come from about you had to be booked for a ball to come to a function? I remember hoes would come to a ball and have a full production and a full effect, girl, and ain't have nothing. Where to get promised shit?
Well, that was 2011, 2010, but you know, as of lately, mistake. The girls need to learn their worth, mistake. And if you learn what you're worth, mistake, you can get everything that you ask for. If you learn what you're worth.
I can't.
You can't what?
Let me ask you. What are you getting paid for?
Oh, I'll come. I'll judge the ball this day, girl. I'll take pictures. Hold on. I'll come. I'll judge the ball this day. I'll take pictures this day. I'll do a meet and greet this day. If they have a red carpet this day, I'll do a couple of interviews on the red carpet this day, girl. And, you know. What, Alexis?
Girl, I don't comment.
They say, did anybody ask you what you was getting paid for? They say when you was doing the coldest winter ever.
I did.
Okay. Did anybody ask you what you was getting paid for when you was doing when you was going to TJ 007's ball?
When I was booked for TJ 007's ball, I was paid for, was going to be paid for doing the red carpet.
Okay. And they booking you and paying you to come to these. I don't want you to take this as shade in any way, shape, or form or fashion to say. But they're booking you to come to these people ball and do these red carpets and all of these things to say. And you know, and your stock is not even there, to say. So you don't think that I should get it and my stock is there?
What I said was,
I don't want you to take this as shade or that I'm trying to read this thing, but they're booking you to come and do these people balls this thing, and your stock is very how the stock market was in about 2009, 2010, okay? And my stock is given what the stock market is given now, Miss Bay, when it's about to hit the 15, over 15. So why shouldn't I get booked?
Kelly, all jokes aside, girl, do you really think it's that over for you?
I know it is.
Well, Kelly, you know what? I'll
so
be
that's
willing
why
you to give
you
the money,
no
but can you bring
lady.
Your mini Asa to the ball and DJ for me? I don't need you to do the red carpet.
If I come to the mall, Marcus, I'm not gonna bring my mini Acer, Marcus. I'll bring one of my mini Apple products.
No. I don't want you to DJ from your iPad Mini or your iPhone. I would need you to bring a laptop or your MacBook Pro.
I can bring my MacBook Pro.
Oh, okay. Well, you know me and Rodney might. We'll have our people call your people.
Yeah, I sure do, Mr. A. And I can DJ, and you can take it, you can eliminate the commentator too, Marcus, because
no,
I can take a DJ and commentator at the same time.
Two things that you should
that's
be doing.
Okay.
Work out. All of that for what's the rate?
Well, I can do all of that for $450 for you.
Plus, I get my employee discount as well.
That is the employee discount.
Hold on, $450 all inclusive. You get yourself there.
Yeah, I get myself there and everything.
I'll definitely have my people call your people.
And the people.
I can have all of that
brought to the wall, and it won't be a mic with a wire. It'll be two cordless mics. So if you want to get one of the other commentators, you know, not a Jack or a Kool-Aid mistake, that'll charge you $80 or $100 with that. You can have them on the mic too on the floor.
That's a deal.
Miss Alexis, now what did you say over there in the background, Miss Alexis, that he gets what it's worth?
He's paid for what he gets, girl.
Yeah, he
well,
won't
anybody
pay
can.
Miss Alexis, please stop trying to knock on my door, Miss Alexis, because, yes, he will definitely get what he's paid for, Miss Say. But, you know, unlike yourself, Miss Say, you know, with your rates that you give the girls, Miss Say, those rates, Miss Say, you eat those rates in a day.
Well, girl, the shade is I don't have rates, Kelly. I leave that to you working girls.
Can we move on?
So, yes, what would you like to move on to? Marcus?
Well, what's coming up this weekend? Can we talk about the unofficial events? Like, not a ball, but like it is Splash this weekend.
Oh, hold on. We got a caller. We can talk about that. 336-456. You're live on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to call in and congratulate Quan Ebony for winning $1,000 in Virginia this past weekend.
Oh,
yes, chicken.
Working out quad. They said that win was well overdue.
Yes, he definitely has. Congratulations,
yeah. Congratulations, Quan.
I thought Rodney said it. I forgot.
Yeah, congratulations, Quan. Okay, so what other events do you want to talk about, Marcus? Because I'm about to flash, honey. I'm about to flash in about 20 minutes. Excuse me?
Well, it's Flash this weekend, so Houston. It's a ball in Connecticut. It's Mother's Day. Isn't it Mother's Day this weekend?
Yes, yeah. It definitely is. It definitely is Mother's Day this weekend, honey. The girls will definitely be out there for their mothers to stay this weekend, honey. Baby, get out there, honey. Somebody hit me. Somebody just hit my inbox and they said, Alexis, are you booked in Ohio this weekend?
No, girl.
No, she's not booked in Ohio.
It's a ball in Ohio this weekend?
I didn't know.
I guess they asked, was she booked in Ohio? Because they see, seen her, you know, that she was at the Amtrak station last night.
Good morning. Bitch, a whole week early? What kind of thirsty queen is in the city a whole week early?
We know your birthday is on motherfucking Saturday, okay?
Easy, I'm already.
Tell her
Queen
sit down somewhere. Okay, we ain't forget your birthdays on Saturday, honey, okay? Maybe we'll shout you out on Wednesday.
Fuck it. She ain't a boy. Wait, sit down.
Well, Divine, what's new?
China?
What's new?
Nothing, man. What you mean, what's new? What's new with you?
Just talking, you know. You know, it seems like there was some choice words this weekend, you know.
Where at?
In the post, on the official ballroom. There was a lot of tension, wasn't it?
I don't think so. Are you talking about the tree?
Well, I felt like he was coming at me too.
Alexis, they said you need to control. They said you need to control your mouth before you get popped.
You can't control.
Don't worry about the bitch popping me.
Marcus, you read into that like that. You know I'll just be playing with y'all.
Well, you know.
At the end of the day, you already know. Whatever's going to happen, it's going to happen. I don't be really worried about that shit. If it happened, it happened. It, you know, I mean, the show's going to go on. Who gives a shit?
I totally agree. What
did I miss?
What'd you say, Alexis?
I said, what did I miss?
Nothing. Lauren Spears posted a message about there being two events July 4th weekend, which has always been two events for the last few years or whatever. Actually, forever.
Yeah, well, hold on. Y'all talk about yourself. I'll be right back.
And, you know, it looks like it turned into a turf war type thing because people were saying, you know, different people were making comments about cities, like, well, bitch, you know.
They were saying Chicago better, and of course, I have to say L.A. I mean, in my opinion, L.A.'s better. I live here, honey. Why would I promote another city? I mean, I've been to Chicago. I enjoy Chicago, but, I mean, I like what goes on here.
I think the Pride should get together and have them two different weekends. Last year, they were two different times, though.
No, they're always the same weekend.
Right, but I think last year you guys celebrated Pride. You remember the four fell on, like, what day did the four fall on last year?
Last
so
year,
so it was kind of like, what'd you say, Rodney?
I didn't know.
No, the four fell on, like, a weird day. So, like, y'all, it fell, like, on a Thursday. So y'all celebrated it, like, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that weekend. Because most people at their jobs, they had, maybe it was on a Wednesday or something. People had the Thursday off, but they had to go to work Friday. They didn't get the whole weekend off. They didn't get the whole, you know, the work week off. And Chicago actually celebrated it the weekend before that, which it ended up being two separate weekends last year.
Right.
I think that's what it was. It was like a Wednesday or Thursday or something.
Who's there tonight?
Yeah, crickets.
For real?
It's been crickets for the last few weeks, though.
For Ryan coming to the Ravens, why are y'all going to play this game?
Well, we're going to see you on Saturday.
What you mean by that? Nothing.
Oh, that's catty. I clock.
So we Marcus and I definitely have planned on coming to L.A. Like we always do when we do Chicago and L.A. But we know we want to be shown the same love that we always give everyone else.
Right. Okay. I mean, it's different. You know, for me, it's a little harder because my event is after that. So it's like I don't know if I'm going to be able to just jump up and leave, and I'm going to have to supervise everything that's going on here, deliveries and all that crap and putting stuff together in the arrangement, so.
With it being a holiday weekend, all that stuff should be done before Saturday, sister.
No, no, no. That's not how they do it out here.
Oh.
No, no, no. There's something else being thrown at that same venue that has nothing to do with us the day before, so we can't even put anything in until the day of.
Right, right.
So I'm just like,
how about I send my $30 and, you know, and just that's send my support, because I'm going to try to make it.
Hey, what the fuck,
though?
How about you whip your ass?
Don't be like that.
Well, you know,
I get what you're saying. It's just an unfortunate situation.
I mean, it is, but it's not like as if year-round you don't get that support. But getting to this, I don't know. Anyway, they said that scholars are supposed to, that's what the Post, remember, they said in the Post that scholars are not coming. What's that about?
I have not heard that, and I can honestly.
Oh, no, Divide, you know, I will tell you. I'm the master. I've only ever implemented one boycott, and I told the people in advance we weren't going. I don't believe in that sneak shit. I would tell, you know, if it was true, you know. But no, I have not heard that as of yet. But if I will, you know, no shade. Out of respect, I would hope they would tell you if that's the case. I don't believe that's what it is, though.
Just
being
yourself,
you
trying to come at both. I
want her
to hear what I got.
Mm.
I'm tired.
Oh my God.
But sometimes, Divine, you know, it's truth in every rumor. The people might be using a scholar name, and it might be some of your great great girlfriends that's setting up a boycott against you.
Well, I'm not worried. At the end of the day, I mean, I'm not going to, you know, like I'm saying, I'm not worried about it. At the end of the day, if you're going to take yourself away from the amenities of getting whatever we have to offer, that's on you. I could care less at the end of the day, because the show will go on. It's always going to be fun.
You
know what I mean?
It's
always
I got them the good mentality. One turn deserves another. One good turn deserves another.
I'm really tripping off that. That kind of sense on my day. I mean, I always see that you'll see what happens the day of, and then you'll take it from there. And trust me, you know I know how to take it from there.
Mm-hmm. That's how it is. What do you consider a boycott, though?
When people get together to not attend something or support, when they say, okay, let's not go. You don't go, I won't go.
Or would you consider when people say, like I hear a lot of houses say, okay, we didn't boycott, we sent three or four people, or we just didn't make it mandatory. Do you consider, let's say like if a house has 40 people in it, how many people do you expect to be there for it not to be a boycott?
30.
Divine, everybody in Atlanta boycott, then no shade. If you said she's 30 out of 40, no shade. Everybody boycott.
You know when something's being boycotted, when they don't attend, they don't buy a table, they don't come up, they don't support, but then they come on and they expect
Oh, no, the girls have gotten smarter than that these days. The girls will buy a table, and they'll send their leaders to the ball,
But the kids won't.
But at the end of the day, like I said, Marcus, I could care less. Cause, I mean,
I'm really talking about a whole nother coast at this point, if you're catching it. I don't know about the West Coast. But, no, I'm just, you know, we weren't talking about that. Alexa, Rodney, y'all catching what I'm saying?
Because I always have to let girls know, honey, the power's in the rebuttal, not the action.
Hold on, y'all. It's some callers. Hold on. 336-456, you're live on the air.
I didn't know my hand. I'm sorry.
What you say?
That was chicken.
That's it. Just listening.
Okay. The next caller is 312-715. You're live on the air.
I'm a woman.
Hey, love.
Hi, honey.
How you doing?
How you doing?
You doing fine yourself?
I'm all right. How's everybody doing?
We're doing 312, you'll be in Chicago July 6th weekend?
Hell no.
Hey, you got a Chicago area code.
That don't mean nothing.
Oh, shit. You don't want to come to the ball?
I won't be in attendance, no.
Are you going
to
be in LA?
Well, go support my sister in LA, then.
Oh, I'll definitely be in L.A.
Wow. Yeah, I love that voice. And the hell you will. Yes, come through.
I'm a woman.
Yes.
It's my
thank you for calling in, love. The next call we have is 916-533. You're live on the air.
My question is for Devon.
Yeah.
Huh?
I got my question for Devon.
Okay.
What's that? I'm here.
Are you insinuating
that
your daughter is boycotting
her
house, your daughter in your daughter's house, boycotting
the
house?
Wait,
say that again.
Something's
going on
over
there,
huh? You need to talk up, baby.
Your phone is
real low.
Can you hear
me now?
No, not really.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, I was saying, are you insinuating that your daughter's house will not be showing up to your ball?
My daughter who?
Your daughter's house.
Am I insinuating that my daughter's house? No, I was replying to a message that was put on the official ballroom page that we all had read. It was that's what I was replying to.
Oh, okay. I would just call it a clarification.
I don't know. I mean, it's all in the choice of daughter, but I don't think my daughter would do that. My daughter's very supportive of me, and I'm very supportive of her, so I doubt that would ever happen.
Right.
At least with that daughter. Now, that other one, I don't know, honey. Good. You can make me go there tonight.
Oh, no.
What? Why is it so quiet? What's going on? But you know what? I will say this. Isn't it kind of trippy how you have these situations like mine, you know, with me having kids that are, you know, like my personal kids that are no longer in my house and, you know, like they're still out there doing their thing.
Oh, shit. I can't hear you. Somebody's background is here.
No, here we go. I'm sorry. I just jumped in the car. The radio was loud.
Hold on, y'all. Okay, go ahead.
We're listening, Divine.
No, I'm saying it's trippy, you know, how
in that situation, you know, how people are like, kind of like to try to stir between us. But one thing is with my particular, my daughter, Fee, we have a bond that's like, it's real different. It's like, you know, we have disagreements. We don't ever, but it's never a disrespectful disagreement. If I don't agree with something she says, I'm able to bring that to her, and she's able to do the same with me. And if we had a time where we just know that we can't even speak to one another, we will not. And it's not a disrespectful not speaking. It's not like I would ever see her and not speak to her, but if I know I'm steamy and I know that whatever's going to come out of my mouth may not be respectful to my daughter or may hurt my daughter's feelings, I'm not going to say it. I just won't say anything. And, you know, like, a lot of people don't understand that. And within ballroom, a lot of people try to come in between our relationship, and it's crazy because we don't give it like that. Now, me and other people, yes. Some of my other kids, yes, we do. We have tumultuous relationships. We get into it. We fall out. Them bitches say shit to me. I don't appreciate it. I cuss them out. They cuss me out. But my one thing with my daughter Scott is definitely different because I think that she has a lot more respect for me and what I do because of what she's doing now. You know what I mean? And I think that out of all my kids that are ballroom orientated, I think that she took the most from me and what I do and put it into what she does. And, I mean, and she's somebody that I'm definitely proud of. So I can't be angry with her for getting out there and doing what she's supposed to do or doing what she got to do because that's what I had to do. You know what I mean? When I wanted what I wanted, I went out there and I went for it. And she's going out there, she's going for it. And she's no longer in my house, but she's doing the damn thing. I'm damn proud of it. So, you know what I mean? At the end of the day,
that's a reflection of you, right? You see that? I'll tell you
exactly.
This.
Exactly. People don't understand. I'm very proud of her. I don't necessarily like all the decisions that she makes or agree with everything, but at the end of the day, am I glad? Am I happy with the product? Am I proud of the product? You damn straight I am, because she out there doing more than most. Most people that came before her and more than most that will come behind her or that will come, period. And, I mean, as a parent, that's part of my legacy. So why wouldn't I be happy? Like, I can look back and say, that's why my motherfucking kids that came up under me and this bitch turns it. You know what I mean? She took this and she took it her particular way and she's doing her thing. And she's definitely an asset to the house of Escada, and there's no doubt about that.
Yes, 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 yes. She has definitely done. She's been a remarkable leader
and
mother.
Yeah, she has come and she has, baby, she waved her magic wand and she has made some things happen. You know what I mean? That would not have happened without her presence. And I'm sorry, you know, whoever want to take it, however they want to take it. My daughter did that. And, you know, and not to be offensive toward nobody, but, I mean, that's just my belief. I know her workings, and I know, you know, what she got through.
Devon, do you like being, I'm going to ask you this, too, because today I had a deep conversation. I remember one of my first times, well, I guess my first time, but, like, I was in L.A. for, I think it was the Con Ball. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, Ricky and D had a ball at, like, some spot, a mini ball spot. And you came and, like, it was a mini ball, so everybody knew that. But you kind of came and just, like, woke the building up. Just, you was just sending the girls, like, it was a major ball. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't make it easy.
As far as me participating because I walked?
Well, no, you was judging.
Oh.
You were judging that night, and you were sending the girls. Like, and mind you, I'm a pretty hard person on, like, realness and stuff, but you were sending them, like, quickly. And do you feel as though your words have power now and that you have, your words have influence over people? And if so, did you ever want that?
Well, you know what? I've learned. It was a feeling that I didn't have that feeling at first. I just did what I wanted to do, being the person that I wanted to be. And as time went on, I realized that my words did have a lot of holding. You know, and it definitely, you know, it was definitely doing something to people.
So it caused me to, you know, a lot of times I have a lot more restraint in some of the things I say and do now in the way that I implement them. But as far as ballroom, one thing about ballroom in the West Coast, I always want to hold it to a certain stature, so I don't let bullshit slide. I don't care if it's a mini ball, a big ball, or whatever. It is what it is. If it's real, it's real. If it's not, it's not. And if it's performance, it's performance. And if it's not, it's not. I'm not going to let it slide. I can't do that. I cannot congratulate you or applaud you for doing something that's not up to par. You know what I mean? Because I'm giving you the wrong perspective on this. I'm not going to do that. Because then you're going to turn around and you're going to think you're doing that you're turning it, and then get somewhere else and make us a laughing stock. So, no, I hold this shit up real, real serious. Because I've been walking balls in Los Angeles since the first ball. The first ball in LA I walked, and I've been walking ever since. So, yeah, I have a lot to do with that. And a lot of the things that have even, you know, a lot of the growth in LA has a lot to do with me personally.
Oh, wow.
Not me by myself, but it has a lot to do with me as well. Like, you know, I'm me getting out there and me offering different things to the people as well as other people. So, you know, I definitely feel like I'm the guardian of this, or one of the guardians of the West Coast. Because it's like we have to hold this shit up to a certain perspective where nobody's ever going to respect it. And the West Coast has a lot of talent that gets overlooked because a lot of times we let shit slide that we shouldn't.
Oh, well, everybody, can y'all please say goodnight because we're getting out of here.
Okay.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. It was real.
Okay. Everybody, please don't forget to tune in tomorrow night to the Tea Party Cast when London, Jason, J-Rock, Tiffany, Michi, and all the girls will definitely be on the line and definitely pick up from where we left off. Don't forget on Wednesday night, the icon and CEO and founder of the House of Couture, Jasmine Couture, definitely presents the State of Emergency Show. Definitely tune into that. It's definitely hot. It's definitely positive. And it's definitely just in with all positive and intellectual topics. And then the last half an hour, 15 minutes of the show, the girls talk about scandal. Don't forget to do that. We're going to take you away with your commercials. I love you all for loving me. Whatever allergy, whatever bathroom you definitely do go into tonight, please make sure you do practice safe sex because the life you save will definitely be your own. Good night.
This Kiki.
Father Brandon Lovins presents World Domination 2, The Revenge Edition. Saturday, May 18th in Atlanta, Georgia. Mini Grand, Big Girl's Face for $500. This will be the first category of the evening. $500 for Butch Queen Realness, 5 trophies. Thugs versus Pretty Boy. Versus Schoolboy, versus Executive, versus Legend, one cash winner. Grand prize, $1,013 for Butch Queen Foot and Eyewear, 2013 Spring Summer Edition. That's the World Domination Ball 2, the Revenge Edition. Hosted by Elijah Ebony and Jay Blonick. The location, 431 Fair Street, Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia. Doors open at 5 p.m., LSS at 7:30. $30 all night. First cash category will be at 8 p.m. And again, that's Mini Grand Big Girl Space. Tables, $100. Fully stocked, and I mean fully stocked. First come, first serve. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, the Revenge Edition. For more information, contact Father Brandon Lovin on Facebook. Also, that next day, Sunday, May 19th, there will be a kickball and spade tournament. North Carolina versus South Carolina versus ATL versus Alabama versus Florida versus the DMV. No house affiliation, just state versus state. Free food and refreshments. The winners of the kickball game will receive a big trophy, and the spades winners will receive cash prizes. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, the Revenge Edition, Saturday, May 18th, and the kickball and spades tournament, Sunday, May 19th, in Atlanta, Georgia. And again, for more information, contact Brandon Lovin on Facebook or visit the event page for more detailed information. There's a new ballroom movement happening in Texas. Ballroom Face Extraordinaire, Trey Garcon presents the Black Glamour Ball. During the legendary Dallas June 10th Pride Celebration, now known as Black Glamour Weekend. Saturday, June 15th, grand prize number one, female figure face, the unbelievable beauty, $1,000. Grand prize number two, open to all performance, all bets are on, $1,000. Grand prize number three, open to all sex sirens, the ultimate sex wager, five trophies, five cash, $500. Many grands include Butch Queen Face, in honor of the Butch Queen Face icon, Whitney Garcon, for $250. Butch Queen Pretty Boy, the real pretty boys, please stand up, for $250. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realness versus Executive Realness for $250, as well as Open to All Best Dressed Spectator for $250. Again, that's Saturday, June 15th, the second annual Black Glamour Ball presented by Trey Garcon. This ball takes place late Saturday night, early Sunday morning hours, immediately following the club event Saturday evening. Doors open at midnight. LSS starts at 1 a.m., first category called at 2 a.m. Located at the June 10th Black Glamour Weekend Host Hotel, the Park Inn by Radisson, located at 1241 West Mockingbird Lane, Dallas, Texas. Room rates are only $79. Use code June 13th when booking to receive your discounted rate. Don't forget, the following night after the Black Glamour Ball, the icon, Shania Ebony, and up-and-coming Trey Garcon are heating Dallas up with the first ever Dallas Rumble Ball. This is one weekend you don't want to miss. Visit the official June 10th Black Glamour website for more information regarding the ball, ball categories, host hotel, and the weekend nightlife. www.blackglamweekend.com or junetenthpride.com or visit us on Facebook at Dallas Ball Scene. See you there. Erica Kane Mizrahi presents Definition of a Diva for Hollywood. Cash categories include Female Figure Realness for $100, Femme Queen Perfect 10 $150, Open to All Runway for $250. Open to All Sex Siren, $250. Realness with a Twist, $250 plus a $5 pot. And grand prize, Female Figure Performance for $1,200 plus a $10 pot. That's the Definitions of a Diva for Hollywood, hosted by Erica Kane Mizrahi. The location, Hickory House, 2420 South 4th Street, Louisville, Kentucky. $25 before 1 a.m. $30 all night after. Doors open at 12 a.m. LSS at 1 a.m. Tables, $100 in advance. No liquor. $150 with liquor. At the door, $150 with no liquor. Your MCs for the evening are the icon Jack Mizrahi and legendary Kevin Prodigy. For more information and host hotel rates, please visit the event page on Facebook, May 11th, or contact Erica Kane Mizrahi directly. Definitions of a Diva for Hollywood.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Rodney Prodigy, Marco Herrera, and Marcus Escada presents Our Favorite Things. Windy City Black Pride Weekend, Saturday, July 6th, in Chicago, Illinois. Grand prize number one, $1,000. Butch Queen Thug realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000. Open to all streetwear. Mini grand prize, $1,000. Open to all tag team performance. Cash categories include open to all best dress for $250. Open to all new school legendary realness for $250. Female figure face for $250. Butch Queen in drag versus Fem Queen realness for $250. Butch Queen European runway for $250. Butch Queen All-American runway for $250. Butch Queen sex siren for $250. And Butch Queen schoolboy realness for $250. That's our favorite thing, presented by Rotney Prodigy, Marco Herrera, and Marcus Escada. Admission, $20 before 9 p.m., $30 after. Doors open at 7 p.m., LSS at 9 p.m. sharp. This ball will start on time. Tables, $150 before June 6th, $200 after. Seats 10 with refreshments. And your choice of flavored Ciroc vodka bottle service. Commentators, Jack Mizrahi and Memphis Khan. For more information, contact Rodney, Marco, or Marcus. Or see the event page on Facebook at Our Favorite Thing.
These are a few of my favorite things.